energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 75 this afternoon under sunny skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 49. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 73. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. University of Kansas Health Systems at St. Francis Campus in Topeka has announced that they are expanding their operation after acquiring Optimum Health Family Practice. Now renaming the facility the University of Kansas Health System St. Francis Campus Family Medicine. WIBW reports that with the acquiring of the new practice and bringing on new individuals, that they'll also bring a number of primary care providers employed at the health system St. Francis, with 31 different primary care providers in total. In a statement by the campus, they said, quote, "We are happy to welcome the Optimum Health Family Practice to the team at the University of Kansas Health System. These exceptional providers will strengthen our mission of delivering quality patient-centered care in the region. We are excited to grow the primary care services to better meet the healthcare needs of our community." Some of the new doctors jumping on board include Brian Gibson, Carrie Brown, Roger Gibson, Haley Golden, and Megan Flogbert. They say their practices are open to anyone across the state of Kansas.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR up to 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Education has announced this week that the Confidence in Kansas Public Education Task Force has officially named it 91 different schools across the state of Kansas as recipients of a 2022 Challenge Award. WIBW reports that according to the KSDE, they recognize schools across the state that help make a difference in student achievement despite some of the significant challenges in the regional population. They say the Challenge Award recognizes the school's achievements on uncommon accomplishments that are based on Kansas assessment results, especially in math and reading, along with graduation rates, chronic absenteeism rates, and socioeconomic status of students. The task force is a nonprofit corporation with the primary focus, what they say, is strengthening confidence in Kansas public education and increase awareness in the positive aspects of the education in the state. Members of the task force include the American Association of University Women, the Kansas PTA, the Kansas Association of School Boards, the Kansas National Education Association, along with the Kansas Board of Education.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Grand Island Area Habitat for Humanity is breaking records after winning the second year in the row for the best in affordability for a new two-bedroom designed home that they're building in the area. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Grand Island Area Habitat for Humanity won it last year. A new consecutive year in a row. As they say, it was a shock when they found out.
I didn't even think it would be possible because this is in the category you can enter to win. It's selected by the panel of judges. So you can't say, I want to be best in affordability when you enter the competition. You have to enter under a different category.
That's Alyssa Hagee, the executive director for the Area Habitat for Humanity on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say they are trying to continue their mission to build affordable housing for communities and create living scenarios for the most affordable options. Brett Forsman, the interim construction manager, says construction is set to begin this week.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News.
How can I help you?
Because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund is currently accepting applications through May 5th for any Kansan interested in serving on the working group of the Kansas Early Childhood Advisory Council. They're specifically looking to fill the role of a parent of a young child currently receiving early childhood services from the state of Kansas. View their website to learn more about the knowledge and experience represented on the panel and how you can share your voice in this important work. Learn more online at Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund website. A semi-truck rolled onto its side in Washington County April 17th on U.S. 36 just east of Yankee Road after the driver swerved and lost control. The Lincoln, Nebraska driver was transported to Washington County Hospital. Frankfort EMS will host a training class beginning June 5th. Sponsorships may be available from local EMS services. For additional information, contact Melody Tomer at 785-799-4550. Arbor Day tree planting Friday in Marysville at the Kester Block near the gazebo at 11 a.m. A memorial tree will be planted in memory of James Gudenkoff. Pony Up Match Day is Friday, May 5th in Marysville. Donations may be left at the Helvering Community Center from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. or may be left online all day at ponyupmarysville.com. Donations will be matched for the organizations participating in the annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day this Friday. The historic White Way Car Run is slated this Saturday, marking the 109th anniversary of the event. Saturday afternoon, there will be a car show in Frankfort with over 120 cars already registered. Bring yours to the Frankfort White Way Car Run, hosted by the Frankfort American Legion, this Saturday from noon to 3. For additional information, contact Wayne Mitchell at 785-564-0421. James R. Nelson, age 69, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Monday at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. With a visitation Monday from 10 until 2, family will see friends from 1 until 2. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for James Nelson. Bertha M. Whitlinger, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned May the 10th at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. With a visitation May the 9th from noon until 9, family will see friends from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bertha Whitlinger.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Hello, my name is Wes Anderson from Frankfort High School. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfort. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers. Positions are to begin immediately. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermilion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms will continue as we head into Thursday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And more showers are possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Showers do become likely as we head into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Sunny and warmer on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. And another chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More showers are possible as we head into Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. And more showers Sunday night with our lows in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 71. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 48. And the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:21. Sunrise in the morning at 6:28.
You may be aware that May's birthstone is emerald, but did you know that it was a favorite gem of Cleopatra? We will tell you all about the green stone today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 3rd, the 123rd day of the year. Singers James Brown and Bing Crosby were born on this day. This month's birthstone, the emerald, can range in color from light green with blue or yellow tones to deep, rich green. However, the finest emeralds have a deep green color. Pliny the Elder once said that nothing green's greener than an emerald. During Queen Cleopatra's reign, she decorated her palace with emeralds and also laid claim to all of the emerald mines in Egypt. Not to worry, today there are enough emeralds to go around. And here are some tips to care for any emeralds you might have. Use warm, soapy water to clean them and avoid exposing them to hot water, heat, or harsh chemicals. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more birthstones online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors. From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
When the storm clouds roll in and wind and hail damage your home, call 785-406-0269 for Parrott Construction. Locally owned and operated, the professionals of Parrott Construction can repair your roof, replace your windows, install new seamless scattering, put new siding on, or provide a roll-off dumpster for cleanup. Trust Parrott Construction to get your home looking beautiful again. Call 785-406-0269 or visit Hometown Lumber today.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With new and expanding inventory and great selection, Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville is here to serve you. Backed by the service and handshake deal you trust, Crown Over has what you're looking for. But if they don't, talk to Andrew or Ethan about special ordering your next ride. Check out everything on their lot, located across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or check them out online at crownoverautosales.com. Friendly service and honest work. That's Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Losing continues for the Kansas City Royals, this time at home. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Royals last night 11-7. The Royals could only manage 7 hits with their 7 runs. Baltimore got 15 hits and scored 11. Those two teams will play game number 2 of the series tonight at 6:40. A good baseball game happened last night in Wichita at X Stadium between the Wichita State Shockers and the Kansas State Wildcats. It's the second time this season those two teams have faced each other, and it's the second time this season that Wichita State has come out with the win. The Shockers win in a close one last night, 1-0, to get the sweep over Kansas State this season. In-state matchups continue tonight as the Wichita State softball team will take on the Kansas Jayhawks. That game is at 5 o'clock tonight in Lawrence. Wichita State has already clinched the American Athletic Conference and will be the number one seed headed into the tournament. Meanwhile, Kansas is last in Big 12 play. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
This will be the final season for the current CFP playoff system. Starting next year, college football will go to 12 teams in its playoffs. Yesterday, they announced dates and sites of how it will be arranged. Starting December 20th, there will be one game played on a college campus, then 3 more on December 21st on college campuses. The quarterfinals are scheduled to be held at bowl sites on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. The Fiesta Bowl will be played the night of December 31st. The Peach, Rose, and Sugar Bowls will host on January 1st. The semifinals will be January 9th and 10th with the Orange and Cotton Bowl. The national championship game will be January 20th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Patrick Mahomes has been named the second most influential NFL player according to bookmakers who analyze numbers of social media followers. Odell Beckham Jr. is the number one influencer in the NFL. Mahomes has 5.6 million Instagram followers. That's Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center, a family business for several generations. Let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why John Bannister in Marysville focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Find out for yourself and put the life back in life insurance. Call on State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Increase vegetable gardening success by matching planting times to your local climate. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider soil and air temperature, as well as the average last spring and first fall frost when calculating the length of your growing season. Cool season vegetables like lettuce, radishes, broccoli, and peas will sprout and grow in cooler soil and air temperatures, and many tolerate a light frost. Warm season vegetables like tomatoes, peppers, squash, and melons need warm soil and air temperatures to sprout, grow, and thrive. The average number of frost-free days will help you decide what vegetables can be planted in the garden as seed. Those vegetables requiring a longer frost-free period to start producing need to be placed in the garden as transplants. Review seed packets and plant tags for help determining the best time to plant seeds and transplants in your garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
From the mountains to the coasts and every roadside attraction along the way, travel on, my friend, with Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Earn entries all month long for the Happy Camper Giveaway. Be here Sunday, June 24th for your chance to win $1,000 in Prairie Cash or the grand prize, the adventure-ready Coachman RV from Olathe Ford RV Center. Visit prairieband.com for details.
Prairie Band.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
There's a part of many of us that wishes we could take to the open road with no one around and drive as fast as we please. Ray got that chance, not as the driver, but as the passenger. In fact, the trips he took are some you may see on TV. We go inside the caravan on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
During Ray Starlin's tenure as Special Assistant to the President for Ag, Ag Trade, and Food Assistance during 2017 and 2018, he had the chance to fly on Air Force One 3 times. He recalls the process of arriving back in Washington, D.C.
Ordinarily, what would happen would be the President would be put on Marine One and helicoptered to the White House lawn, and the rest of us would pile into vans and cars and go back to the White House to retrieve our vehicles.
But on one occasion, the weather was bad, and the helicopter could not make that short flight with the President, which Ray says was a good deal for all of the others aboard Air Force One.
Because we got to go in the President's motorcade back to the White House. In traffic around D.C., even late at night, it would take us 45 minutes to an hour to get back to the White House. We left Andrews and remember timing it, but it was something like 17 or 18 minutes.
Ray remembers those motorcades and the speed of travel.
I remember in Iowa when we got picked up, we'd be in the motorcade line, and the motorcade moves extraordinarily quickly, as fast as it can move and still be safe. And so the President's, they call it the beast, the Cadillac, is just moving out, right? And everybody else has got to keep up.
He also remembers something about the driving pattern.
You sort of offset each car, and that is because if there's a quick stop, you are so close to the vehicle in front of you that if you weren't offset, you would literally rear end them.
They're just some of the fun memories Ray has of his time traveling with the President. Traveling the countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McRae.
May is Maytag Month at the Brand Source Appliance Center Beatrice. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers, $5.88 each, in stock and ready for delivery or pickup. Dishwashers starting at $3.99. Over 500 name brand appliances in stock from Maytag, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. Free shipping within 100 miles on your purchase of $4.99 and up. Ashley and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Cattle are supposed to shed their winter coats. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hair scoring your cows is a tool to select heat-tolerant animals as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Sometimes
times, we have to judge each other's hair, especially cattle. Ideally, we want cows to shed their winter coats before mid-June. This makes them more attractive, more productive, and better able to cope with heat stress due to fescue toxicosis. Hair usually sheds off first at the front end and the top of the animal. Eldon Cole is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Missouri. He says the cattle industry has adopted hair scoring ratings that range from 1 to 5.
A 1 score is an animal that is completely shed off. They're very slick. You can't find any long dead hair on them. A 2 is going to be about 75% shed off. There'll be a little hair on their back end and the lower parts of the quarter. A 3 is about 50-50. A 4 only being 25% shed. And, of course, a 5 looks like a woolly mammoth.
Ideally, your cattle would score a 1. But Cole says if you're worried about slow shedding, compare that with overall performance.
If you're looking at a cow, you want to make sure she's still in the top half of the herd, probably, on reproduction, and that she's raising a good calf year after year. So, yes, there can be instances where an animal may not totally shed off, but still have good performance, and you need to kind of blend those two together.
Early hair shedding is a heritable trait, so there may be differences due to genetics in the herd. Learn more about hair scoring cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
With winter finally ending and spring upon us, I've been thinking about how I want to make a positive difference in my community. Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Giving back in meaningful ways is a powerful way to share the resources God gives us, our time, our talent, and our finances. Giving back to the community looks different for everyone. For some, it could mean supporting a small business. For others, maybe it's volunteering their time and talents to a nonprofit they're passionate about. For others, maybe it's giving financially to support a ministry at church. And when you have a plan for giving, you're able to better support the people and causes you care about most. There is no better time than now to consider how you can incorporate generosity into your financial strategy so that you're in a greater position to use your time, your talents, and your resources to make a meaningful difference.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
KNDY.
A print job. It's what's for dinner. A new way of making that dinner is next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Forget firing up the stove or the grill to make dinner. You may be firing up your 3D printer instead.
The Jetsons, they used to have this vending machine. They would go and just hit the button, and then you will get the food, whatever you want. The 3D printer from my office here, it will print what I want in the lab.
That's Ari Ubeito-Jalari, a food scientist at the University of Arkansas, whose research work includes using nanotechnology to increase the nutritional value of foods.
We print a product loaded with those micronutrients, not only just mixed randomly, we can pinpoint exactly how many milligrams you need. We are trying to enhance the quality by doing both food engineering as well as looking at human health.
Ubeito Jalare and his colleagues use tech to modify bioactive compounds from certain foods to make them digestible, and then 3D print them to be eaten.
The goal is to enhance the food systems. How can we better process foods? How can we reduce food waste? When you express in that way, people understand the importance of processing and engineering to enhance quality of foods.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, May the 3rd. Farmers and ranchers have the opportunity to share what ag needs from the next farm bill during a Senate Ag Subcommittee hearing. Michael Clements has more.
Senate Agriculture Committee lawmakers heard from farmers and ranchers during a farm bill hearing Tuesday. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall shared with the committee the challenges farmers and ranchers face today.
like rising interest rates, production expense that keeps increasing year after year, but also told them about the opportunities ahead of us. Agriculture is doing more with less thanks to innovation and research, and our sustainability story is something that we all ought to be proud of as farmers and ranchers. Most importantly, I emphasize the need for strong farm safety net, including crop insurance and the Farm Bill support programs, and the importance of a unified Farm Bill that keeps nutrition programs and farm programs together.
Duvall says there are several investments farmers and ranchers need from the Farm Bill.
We'll need investments into agriculture's research, investment in voluntary incentive-based conservation programs, and investment to ensure those facing hunger have access to nutritious food that farmers are dedicated to producing. All of these investments come through the Farm Bill. But nearly half of all of our Congress has never worked on a Farm Bill process before, and it is more important than ever that farmers and ranchers use their voice to help Congress understand the importance of the Farm Bill.
Duvall says there are several ways to stay involved in the legislative process.
I encourage all farmers and ranchers to reach out to the member of Congress to see if he or she is going to be in their area. Whether it's a listening session or a town hall meeting, our farmers need to be at those meetings and share their story of their farm.
Indeed, they do. That's to get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Census of Agriculture surveys are still being accepted by USDA through this spring to give ample time for producers to participate. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Hubert Hamer, National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator, says the data collected from the 2022 Census of Agriculture report is important for local communities.
Uniform local data at the local level
It helps with decision making, not at the just the national level. If you look at some of the weather patterns we're having, you have disasters almost every other week. For farmers to be made whole, you need information to help, you know, identify what are the commodities in those areas, what are the prices of those commodities. So we want to make sure that, you know, again, when you start looking at the Farm Service Agency programs, they use a lot of information from the Census of Agriculture. Risk management tools that the producers use are very, very popular. You need sound information to base those programs on. And, of course, other farm policy.
Hamer explains that this is the largest data collection activity for his agency.
In a nutshell, it measures the structure of U.S. agriculture, how many producers, how many farms, the value, the demographic characteristics of farmers and ranchers from all over the country.
Hamer says that NASA's push to get producers to fill out online responses has been effective.
In fact, I think we've doubled the 2017 rate that we're completing online. It's a lot quicker. It's more efficient. And it helps us to get the data in a lot quicker.
Hamer reminds producers that all information that they enter is safe and is protected. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldman, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. As we head down the home stretch on this Wednesday, here's what we're looking at right now on the boards. You've got corn for May up 4 at 642, July corn 586 and 3 quarters, and that's up 6 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat for July, looking like this right now, 778 3 quarters, that's up 38 and a half. July oats at 305 and a half, and that's up 3. Soybeans for May 1436 and 3 quarters, that's down 2 and 3 quarters. July soybeans 1409 and a half, that's down 1 and a quarter. Cotton for July, 79.01, that's down $1.36. Cotton for December, 79.22, that's down $1.27. Taking a look at live cattle for June, 162, 7.5 cents, that's down 82.5 cents. Live cattle for August, 159.80, that's down $1.15. Feeder cattle for May, 203.92.5, that's down $2.02.5. Feeder cattle for August, 223.90, that's down $2.27.5. Crude oil for June, 68.76 right now. That's down $2.91. Crude oil for July, 68.68. That's down $2.87. Looking at gold for June, 2033.60. That's up $10.30. Gold for August right now at 2052.80. And that's up $10.30. Silver for May, 2546.5. That's up 6 cents right now. Wall Street looking like this. At this hour, you've got the Dow up 44, S&P up 15, NASDAQ up 68. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a great one.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023, Saturday, May 13th, First Council Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All for the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, the Masked Singer on Fox, and ABC's Greatest Hits. Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Now that we're full swing into spring, Kansas cattle producers may start to see increased lameness and foot rot. But how's that the case in such dry conditions? I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff shares some insight into cases of spring lameness in beef cattle.
Why am I seeing an increased foot rot issue during this drought conditions? And most people think about foot rot, they think about summer grazing. We have very wet scenarios either during the winter or the spring, you know, where they're wading through mud. Why am I seeing foot rot issues or lameness problems in this drought scenario where they haven't seen a drop of mud in perhaps months? And it really comes down to foot rot. Okay, foot rot is a bacterial infection of the foot. However, what initiates that is not necessarily the bacteria. We have to have a breakdown of the skin barrier of the foot. Whether that's in a drought scenario, we get really dry, cracked skin in between the two hooves, and that breakdown of the skin barrier allows the natural bacteria that are found in the dirt, found in manure, found in the digestive tract of cattle. So it's a very common bacteria, Fusobacterium, that actually causes this foot rot issue. But it has to be initiated by a breakdown in the skin barrier.
Tarpoff explains how in some cases, the little mud we do have can instigate lameness.
Sometimes it truly is mud that causes our problems and our breakdown of our skin, even in a drought scenario, just trying to get to those watering areas. You know, getting down to the pond, they have to wade through a little bit of mud to get to the water. Is there gravel? Is there rock? Is there something abrasive in that mud to be able to get to that water source? So keep in mind that, yes, it's a risk during the, you know, the wet season, but it's also an increased risk for foot rot and things like that during the dry scenario. We can still get drying, cracking. We can still get some of that skin damage, and that's what ultimately leads to foot rot.
Tarpoff goes on to discuss lameness factors outside of foot rot.
What are our cattle grazing on? Maybe we have some pretty dried up pastures where we can have some hard stalks. Maybe those animals are trying to graze into areas they don't normally graze, into thickets, into some brush, where they can actually step on thorns. You know, hard stalks of any type of, you know, hard fibrous forage, anything that can break down that skin barrier or cause irritation, we can run into that problem. Now, if we have zero swelling or the swelling is only on one toe or one side of the foot, we might have something more sinister. We can get stone bruises. We can have abscesses of the sole. So we have something a little bit more invasive that if you see some of that severe lameness with no swelling or we just have unilateral swelling, call your veterinarian right away because delayed treatment and some of those deeper infections, they're pretty challenging to get over. But the earlier we implement some of our treatment strategies, the better.
That was A.J. Tarpoff, K-State beef veterinarian, sharing insight into spring lameness in cattle, even in dry conditions. I'm Leah Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
Nebraska's and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.